Hello and welcome to this pre-Christmas episode of Friends with Friends, which, Dave, would be the perfect timing to do a Christmas-themed episode of Friends, wouldn't it?
Ahoy hoy, it would. But guess who's not in charge of which episode we do, Pete?
Us.
So, frankly, it's your own fault that you're not getting a Christmas episode. Also, in one of those let's have the admin conversation on the podcast, what are we doing for Christmas week? Are we having a week off?
Oh, I assumed so.
Yeah, that's what I presume, but we haven't actually discussed it, have we?
We'll both be very busy during the Christmas gooch period.
Yeah, the Merineum.
The Merineum. Yeah.
I don't know who came up with that, but it's my very favourite phrase for it.
I really like the term Christmas gooch for that period.
Well, the problem with us, because we're a Tuesday, Wednesday podcast, I guess we'll be back on New Year's Day effectively then, won't we? That's when we'll have to record the first one of the new year.
Yeah.
So good luck us with that, eh?
Well,
so to sum up, we will be off next week, And then we'll be back as normal on the sort of Tuesday, Wednesday, depending what format you listen to it on, 2nd and 3rd of Jan. And I hope you'll appreciate that, actually, Pete. I'm going to actually take a full week off for the first time in 15 years.
Are you? I've actually got quite a bit of time off over Christmas.
I've cleared my diary that Christmas week completely. I don't have to do anything. No gigs, no shows, no writing, no podcasts. So this was the last piece in the jigsaw of could I have a whole week off? And if you'd have been like, no, I think we should do one on Christmas Day, I'd have been like, okay.
So you can just stay at home, have things delivered to you, and order some Domino's.
I'm so excited, Pete. I am so excited. Anyway, enough of that. Let's discuss Friends, which is what, frankly, people are here for.
From Deliveroo to delivering triplets. Triplets?
Driblets.
Triplets.
That's the weird
segue.
Why
can't I say triplets? Triplets. Triplets. I'm really having a bad time. Triplets. Oh, yeah.
Are you okay, honey?
Why are you calling me honey? I was okay. I'm not anymore.
Why did you have such a visceral reaction to that?
Honey is not a word I like being called.
No. Okay, fine. Let's move on. Hey, do you know what's fun about this week's request?
Oh, yes, I do. But do you want me to act like I don't?
Yeah, please.
What's fun about this week's request, Dave?
So, Pete, who's this episode mainly about?
Phoebe.
And, Pete, guess what the person that's requested this episode is called?
Phoebe.
Rupert. No, yeah, Phoebe, yeah. Actually called Phoebe. So this is a request from Phoebe in Maidenhead.
Where is Maidenhead?
Sort of Reading way.
Oh.
Northwest of London. You can get directly from my flat to Maidenhead on the Elizabeth line. Not that me and Phoebe are friends, but if we were friends, we could directly go door to door on the shiny new, not very new anymore, but, you know.
Great.
That's where we're at. Maidenhead, I believe, Phoebe, correct me if I'm wrong, has just got a Nando's.
Right.
I think they opened a Nando's in the last month or two.
I thought everywhere already had a Nando's.
Right. I've got friends in Maidenhead, and this was a big moment, and I thought, mad that it doesn't have a Nando's.
Yeah.
But there you go. Anyway, Phoebe, let us know if you've been to the Nando's, how it suits. Anyway, hi Pete and Dave. I love the pod. Oh, Phoebe, how embarrassing. Thank you. I would like to request the one with the triplets, or as Netflix puts it, the 100th. Yeah. Well, I'm not even sure what I'm going to call this episode when I upload it, Pete.
Well, I'll tell you what you should name it. You should name it the same thing as the graphic that I've already made for the Instagram.
Which is?
The 100th.
Fine, perfect. I'll do that then. Because that is what it's officially called, I believe. But I think they had to do a one with the triplets for continuity, you know? And also because it's impossible to know what's going on otherwise. Despite a 13-year-old me having no idea who Fonzie was, it's still a great episode. Yeah, more on that in a minute. Early Chandler's my favourite, and I love the development of his relationship with Monica, especially Don't Do the Dance. Excellent moment. Being a Phoebe myself, I love this is such a big episode for her. Can't wait to hear you deconstruct this episode in lots and lots of detail. You guys are the best. Big love from Phoebe in Maidenhead. I've just watched So Ready Whenever. Oh, that was you texting me saying you just watched the episode. That's not part of the request. thanks, Phoebe. What a lovely, lovely message. And I concur with all your points, actually. every point she's flagged there, I've written down as part of my analysis, Peter.
Yeah, she's stolen your job.
Stolen my moves. Okay, do you want a synopsis?
Yeah, go on.
Season.
Does Phoebe have triplets?
Well, let's find out, shall we? Hey, I've got a new idea for the format of how I do the synopsis, right?
Okay.
Do you know what season and episode this is?
5-3.
Right, so I'm going to do it like a sort of give me a... And so I'll go season.
5.
Episode.
3.
There you go, that was nice, wasn't it? I think that'll become a tradition. Yeah, it was okay. No, I didn't mind that at all. Production code 467653. Not a good one, that for me.
Didn't enjoy it.
No, not liking it at all. In an attempt to get over Ross, Rachel asks out two male nurses for her and Monica. Whoever wrote the synopsis, that is not the main thing in this episode.
Absolutely.
Who's
not,
headlining with that? This causes friction between Monica and Chandler, with Chandler reacting as if he does not care. In the delivery room, meanwhile, Phoebe frets about her Fonzie-obsessed doctor. Joey, who thinks he's only experiencing sympathy pains for Phoebe's labour, is actually diagnosed with kidney stones. Kidney stones! And admitted to the hospital. And after giving birth to Frank and Alice's triplets, Frank Jr., Jr., Leslie and Chandler, Phoebe has difficulty giving them up.
Why is Phoebe giving birth to three separate babies, the last thing in that synopsis?
Absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. We get these synopses off Wikipedia if you're a new listener, because they do have one for every episode. But as is the nature of Wikipedia, they're not consistently written by the same person, I don't imagine.
No.
And therefore, they vary wildly in their quality. And I'd say that one is pretty low on the scale, hey?
Much like episodes of Friends with Friends, they vary wildly in quality.
And unlike the Wikipedia synopses, we don't have the excuse of them all being done by different people.
Yeah.
We're just sometimes crap.
It's only us responsible.
I got a weird bit of deja vu, because it feels like in this season of Friends with Friends, we're constantly watching people arrive at hospitals and in different sequences, you know, and people arriving at different times.
But we are also seeing that Phoebe in labour is, much like Rachel in labour, very good.
Right, right. And you know what actually is another similarity in this and the one we did a couple of weeks ago? That one was Jennifer Aniston's favourite episode, and reportedly this episode is Lisa Kudrow's favourite episode.
I can see that, because there's a lot of kind of texture in Phoebe's a character in this one. It's nice.
Yeah, I really think so. She's very, very funny, albeit snappy and bitchy, but probably understandable in the circumstances, especially given the doctor.
I don't see three kids coming out of your vagina.
Right. And apparently there's an outtake in that scene where she had a bet with somebody else in the cast. And instead of saying, I don't see three kids coming out of your vagina, she said, I don't see three kids coming out of your dick ditch.
Oh, wow. That is awful.
I know, right? There's an outtake on like one of the DVD extras or somewhere. But that's very funny, isn't it?
That is great, but appalling.
It's gross as hell, but a nice little detail. So where do you want to start? Kidney stones, Monica and Chandler, or Phoebe?
Can we get Monica and Chandler out of the way?
Yeah. I do enjoy the elements of this that Phoebe flagged up. Phoebe the requester, not Phoebe the character in Friends, who has yet to contact the show. The whole conversation, I like that, and I like the resolution of this plot, and I love Don't Do the Dance and all that sort of stuff, and there's a sweet moment where he does that, oh, you know, I'm not very good at this, and she goes, oh, you're better than you think. What I don't like about this plot, Pete, is that it's one of those Friends farty plots where everything could have been solved if somebody had just been allowed to finish a sentence in the first scene.
Yeah.
You know, basically that thing of like, oh, here you going out with a nurse? And then before Monica can explain it, Chandler just goes, oh, I'm a big baby, I'm going to make this a really weird thing, and this is going to be our argument, you know?
Yeah, and it's quite questionable, though, that Chandler and Monica decided to stop for a shag while their friend went into labour.
Yeah, there's a lot of parts of this element of their relationship where I just think it's unrealistic, the points at which you would have sex, you know?
Pick your moments, guys.
Pick your moments. And also, like, judging on when they all arrive, they only arrived about 40 seconds after everyone else.
Very quick shag.
That is not enough time to facilitate a satisfactory session of, I don't know, was trying to pick my words and I've run out of them.
It's a bad shag.
It's a bad shag, Pete. It's a bad shag.
I also don't get Chandler's joke to Frank Jr. about 2% financing. That one went over my head.
Oh, La Mazda. Yeah, no. There's a lot of references. This episode is quite dated and regionalized.
Mm-hmm.
La Mazda. Is that an American thing, I'm guessing?
Well, also, the Fonz references go over my head most of the episode, so.
Right, well, exactly. Hang on, let's have a look at this episode about La Mazda. Is it just Mazda the car?
Is that all it means?
Yeah, sort of financing joke about buying a car. I'm not sure that's good enough, is it?
No.
No, that's fine. The Fonzie, as Phoebe flagged in her request, the Fonzie storyline is quite mad all around. Like, sometimes I watch episodes of Friends and go, at some point, there was a group of people in a writing room and someone pitched this storyline and everyone else thought it was a great idea. And like, imagine just being like, what if Phoebe's having her triplets, but the doctor is obsessed with Fonzie from The Happy Days? The Happy Days? Sound like a
letter. The Happy Days.
The happiest of days from Happy Days. And it's just such a strange pitch to roll with. And the way the doctor introduces it, like that doctor character, man, is not just weird. He is wholly unprofessional. Surely you can be struck off for putting an episode of Happy Days on whilst delivering a woman's babies.
Yeah, true.
Do you know what I mean? That is not like levels of like, oh, he's just a bit weird. How has that guy still got a job? And how has he been recommended? Like when Ross comes in and goes, I've got you a new doctor. Oh, he's been highly recommended. Surely all his colleagues are like, look, this doctor's available, but he's a fucking weirdo and he will talk about Fonzie. Like you'd flag that to a woman that's about to give birth, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Would you like to know a fun fact about the Fonzie references though?
Go on.
So the Spanish version of this episode had to be changed completely because Happy Days was never broadcast in Spain.
Oh, well, I mean, it probably went over their heads in much the same way it did with me.
Well, it would have done if they hadn't changed them all to Star Trek references.
Oh.
So he says, I'm a Trekkie instead of I love Fonzie. And then he says, Kirk, Captain Kirk dated triplets, not Fonzie. And he says they have the honor of being born on Spock's half birthday.
They really found a way to make that work.
Yeah, they really did. I would have suggested, even though it's still quite a strange storyline, that might have been more universal than Happy Days. Like the Fonzie storyline really ages this episode for me, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like
Happy Days references feel well old.
Right. I wonder if we know there's this huge new generation of people watching Friends. You know, like we're talking like 14, 15, 16-year-olds. That must be like watching black and white TV, watching people refer to Happy Days, you know?
People will have to just watch it in the way that I do with some Friends episodes, where you just kind of accept that so many references are going over your head.
Yeah.
And that there must be a joke that you're just not in a place to get. But this one goes on for quite a while.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And then there's all this Mork chat and all the Franz Fonzie being froze. Like, you need to know a lot of detail about Happy Days, you know?
Mm.
And Mork and Mindy and all that sort of stuff. I'll tell you what's one of my favourite lines of this is why Phoebe ends up with this doctor when her...
Hang on, weren't we talking about Chandler and Monica?
Oh, yeah, why did we get onto that?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Keep your funds to yourself, mate.
Yeah, why did we get onto that? What just happened? Why did it take us so long to notice that we just scooted into a completely different storyline?
Maybe it's because the Chandler and Monica one isn't that fun.
I enjoy the moment where Chandler gets put in place by the nurse.
Yeah, that is good.
He really owns that, doesn't he, Dan? He's like, I got this. I've got your pathetic sort of sexist put-downs and I'm going to come at you and make you feel stupid.
Talking of this guy that Monica is potentially going on a date with.
Yeah.
Rachel agreed to go down to the cafeteria and get jello/jelly if they're in the UK with the nurses. Why jelly? Like,
yeah.
Is that a hospital thing?
Not here, right?
Well, no.
No. Maybe it's little, maybe there's little pots of jello.
When was the last time you ate a jelly?
Regular or vodka?
Regular.
Because I'd say vodka at least 10, 15 years ago at university and actual jelly without vodka in it even longer, you know?
Yeah.
I cannot remember the last time I had
jelly.
But
I used to, when my mum, you know, you get like the squishy cubes that you put in the microwave of water. I used to just eat a cube of it.
Yeah,
like,
they're delicious.
Unmelted.
They're delicious.
So good.
Actually, I used to do that on the sly as a kid. And now,
how can you do that off the sly? Wouldn't it have been really obvious?
Well, yeah, you'd just have a little, you'd break them up and, you know, you'd break them up into cubes, wouldn't you? With the scissors,
oh, yeah,
you'd cut them up and then you'd maybe sneak one. But what I'm just thinking now, Pete, is as a grown-up, I could just do that without feeling guilty. Just go and eat a packet of jelly.
Yeah. Yeah, you can do that. You're an adult. You're allowed.
I know, that's what I mean. I really want jelly now, Pete, and I'm going to have to buy two packets of jelly because I want to make the jelly and I also want to eat the jelly cubes raw.
Yeah, you do it.
Oh, Joey is right, Pete. There's always room for Jell-O.
Always room for Jell-O.
I think Monica treats this nurse Dan pretty badly because she really escalates it and sort of gets him interested when she knows deep down it's not going to happen.
Dan seems like a catch as well.
He seems like a catch. He's a good looking man.
She says, "You're free tonight." And he's like, "Yeah, I'll swap my shift."
I know. He's changing his rota for her. The poor man. He's been absolutely toyed with her, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Hey, Pete, do you want to know something that relates to something we've previously talked about this as well?
Go on.
You know what we discovered about baby scenes in television?
That they have to have a real doctor on hand.
Real nurse.
Real nurse.
Apparently the real nurse in this scene, episode, is the one that Chandler asks out in a sort of reactionary moment.
Oh,
you know, when she's
really?
Leaving.
Oh, she has a line.
She has a line. I thought that. And she delivers that line well. I need that to be verified. It says it on the DVD commentary, apparently, but I haven't actually listened to it, so I can't tell who said it. But if that is true, fair play to her. She's
absolutely
being medically responsible and delivering a good line. Be cool, though, wouldn't it? Just say, I had a line in Friends because I was hired to basically be on the crew.
Yeah, given a word.
Fucking great. Fair play to you,
a
two-letter
word, but still.
A two-letter word, but still a word, Pete. How many words have you said in Friends?
Less than two letters.
Exactly.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Okay, on to Joey. Weird episode for Joey, this, Pete. I mean, let's not skirt around the fact, no pun intended, that he tries to stick a camera up Phoebe's dress.
Yes, that is true. Tries to film up there, doesn't he?
I mean, that is thrown away and laughed off as a little Joey whim. But that is fucking weird.
Very problematic.
Very. And with his fucking, like, massive beast of a filming device, you know?
Isn't the fact that you pass kidney stones by pissing them absolutely awful?
Oh, honestly,
or can pass them.
It really made me feel uncomfortable, that. Have you ever had kidney stones?
I haven't. No.
Is that genuinely how it works? You just you pee them.
Zap them or pee them. Have you ever had anything up your penis?
Medically,
yeah.
No, I don't think so. You asked that as if you have.
I have. Medically.
You want to tell us a story?
I had to have my... Sorry, this is... Well, it's too late now. I was going to say it's TMI, but it's...
Yeah,
it's happening, guys!
Yeah.
I had to have a camera. But I had to have my bladder... I had to drink loads of water so that my bladder was full.
All right.
And then I had to have a camera up my penis.
I did not see this episode going this way, I tell you what.
You know how normally, up my penis?
Yep.
You know how normally medical professionals are like, look, you may feel a scratch, it may hurt for a moment,
yeah,
but it'll pass.
Yeah.
Before this, they were like, this is going to hurt a lot and it's going to hurt for a while.
Oh my God.
So I was like, fucking brilliant. And you know what, Dave? It really did.
Did it? It was awful.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything was fine, thankfully. And it's important to go through these uncomfortable medical procedures for the peace of mind, isn't it, David?
It is. This message has been sponsored by the NHS.
But yeah, I would not, I would ideally never have a camera put up my penis again. I would ideally never have anything put up my penis.
Right, well, I was going to say. Well, there you go. Well, there you go. We've all learned something today, haven't we? I'm not sure if we wanted to learn it, but we have learned it.
I remember there were two nurses in the room and one of the nurses was like trying to chat and I was like, we don't need to do this.
Read the room.
You don't need to like try and talk to distract me. Nothing is going to distract me from the fact that I'm sat here with my trousers around my thighs like a silly little idiot with a camera up my penis.
Oh, Peter. Back to Joey?
Yeah, back to Joey.
Who has to pass his kidney stones. I can't say kidney stones without saying it in that sort of inflection anymore.
Kidney stones.
Kidney stones.
That doctor's fun, isn't he? I like him.
Very fun. Yeah, nice to see him in a context that isn't Glee.
Oh, is that what he is? He in that these days? Yeah, is he? Well, not these days. He's been gone a while.
He was the principal in Glee.
Okay. I haven't watched Glee. So.
You haven't watched Glee?
No, God, fucking dreadful.
What?
No.
No, Pete, come on. That's like sure. Oh, I just feel like that's something you would genuinely enjoy, even if you don't think you would.
What? Cos gay.
Well, partially, yeah. Not fully, though. He also is in Community as Abed's dad. Have you watched Community?
Nope.
Cool. Joey has a sort of very up and down health episode, doesn't he? He has this quite, what seems like quite a severe attack of kidney stones in Phoebe's delivery room, but then he's absolutely right as rain. I mean, I've never had kidney stones, so maybe they do come and go like that, but nobody seems very concerned after he has this very, very painful incident. And considering he's in a hospital, none of the medical professionals are like, should we just check that out? They're all just like, oh, sympathy pains. Yeah, it probably is that thing that the annoyed pregnant woman said. we won't bother checking him out.
The bit that I do like is the kind of cutting between the scenes and the parallel that they're doing, yes, between Phoebe giving birth and Joey trying to pass these kidney stones. Like there's one point where there's like a scream in one and then a scream in another that's just, yeah, with a really quick cut.
Oh, it's a really nice little parallel story arc, isn't it? And Joey proudly looking at his kidney stones at the end when Phoebe's got the babies. It is a nice little device, isn't it? I just think there's, you know, a bit more medical responsibility, guys. Come on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Poor man's in pain. Should we talk about Phoebe having her triplets then?
Yes.
Oh my God, she's so stupid. It's such a funny line about the doctor that falls in the shower. That is never fails to make me laugh.
I also think just like Phoebe's whole plot to keep one of the babies is very like feasible. It's very feasibly very Phoebe, isn't it?
Feeble. There's a word there.
Feeble.
Feebsible. Should I say it more? Feebsible. It's very feebsible. It is. After all the Fonzie stuff, it's just like they've gone, right, we're going to supersede this mad Fonzie storyline with an even weirder plot where Phoebe just decides she wants to keep one of her brother's babies.
Hmm.
But like you say, it's very Phoebe, but it is still wild. And the fact that Rachel doesn't even bother asking, really, and sort of says no. It's sort of almost weird that Phoebe doesn't go, oh, that's weird. My brother refused to have a conversation with me about it, you know? Because Rachel doesn't really ask Frank at all, does she?
Frank Jr. is great in this as well.
He's a great character.
Him, when he meets Alice in the waiting room, and then they have this moment of, yeah, our baby's here. And then they just start making out. Very funny.
Yeah.
Yes, it has a head.
Yes, it has a head.
Runs out with that. Really good.
Absolute best line of the episode for me, that. Yes, it has a head. He's just great energy whenever he's in Friends, isn't he, Frank Jr.?
Yeah.
I think he's an absolutely brilliant character, and he makes this with all his energy and his mad sort of slightly stupid but lovable energy that he brings to it. Although when Alice arrives and goes, am I too late? He goes, no. And the answer is obviously yes, because
yes,
she means,
they've all been born.
She means, am I too late for the babies to be born? I'm not quite sure what he thinks when he goes, no, it's all fine. Yes, you're too late. You've missed the whole thing. And she doesn't seem that upset that she's missed the whole thing.
No, you'd be gutted, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would have thought so.
And she had three opportunities to experience a birth, and she missed them all.
And frankly, you're probably not going to be having any others after that, are you?
Frankly.
Three is enough, I would say.
I think the bit with Phoebe alone with the babies is genuinely very moving as well. It's very distinct as well in the context of all of Friends, because it's almost like, I appreciate she's not on her own because she's got three babies on her lap, but she's the only person in the room who's able to communicate. And therefore, what she's saying is almost a monologue, which is extremely, well, probably the only example of that in Friends.
Yeah, there's very few of them, aren't there? And it's really well delivered. And I think, like we were saying earlier, it sort of completes the circle of this. She spends the whole episode being quite short and snappy and irate and clearly in a lot of pain. And, you know, we can understand the mood. But then once it's all happened, it completes the circle of like Phoebe being very, very funny in this episode to being very heartfelt and emotional. And like for a sitcom, which has really got to rely on laughs mostly, it gives a decent impression of like how hard that actually must be, right? To deliver three babies and then just have to give them up.
Yeah. And I think as well, I don't think either of us have actually said this. I think this is actually like a brilliant episode of Friends.
Yeah.
And even by Friends' high standards, obviously. Yeah. But the thing I really love about it, like structurally, is that you have that really emotive scene of Phoebe talking to the babies and obviously feeling a lot of complicated emotions. And then you get the cut with a couple of credits. And then the reset afterwards is the six of them in the same environment as you've just seen Phoebe in.
Yeah.
But now you've got the six of them having a laugh as mates, taking the mick out of each other.
Yeah.
And it's like they've just given you that little reset of the six of them after the emotional bit with some laughs in it. And it's really, really, really nicely balanced.
Yeah. They pull it straight back, don't they, into like, we're back exactly where we started in the normal world of Friends. Everyone's mocking Chandler. Everyone's having a laugh. Everyone's just, you know, resetting for the next step, like you say. But yeah, I think it's really well crafted. Really good choice, Phoebe. And I'm amazed, frankly, that it's taken us this long to get to this episode, Pete.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Great one. Tick everybody. Tick everybody. That's not a sentence.
Tick everybody.
Tick everybody. Hey, Pete.
Yes?
Do we have a quiz?
Fuck yeah, we do.
Quiz, 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 quiz. Phoebe sent a quiz?
It's a quiz provided by an actual Phoebe.
Oh, this is great news, isn't it? This is great news.
Ready?
Ready.
Question one. What two things does Joey make sound dirty?
There's always room for Jell-O and grandma's chicken salad. This is iconic. This is like one of my earliest ever memories of Friends, that, because that was on a Channel 4 trailer for 100 years, as far as I can recall, because it was like one of those iconic bits that just got played and played and played. And it's funny seeing it back in the context now, many, many years later. But that's a real top five iconic moment in Friends for me. That
correct answer.
Thank you.
Question two: what is the name of the nurse that Monica is set up on a date called?
Dan.
What is the name of the nurse that Monica is set up on a date called? It is Dan.
Yes.
It was the phrasing of the question that I was briefly confused by.
Yes.
Question three: what channel on the TV is Happy Days on?
Ah, good. 31?
Is correct.
Yes.
What floor of the hospital is Phoebe's room on?
Oh, come on, Phoebe. Sixth?
Fifth floor.
Oh, really? That was a massive guess. Do they ever actually reference that, or was that just like a sign in the background?
Unspecified.
Unspecified.
And finally, what is the name of the doctor who loves Fonzie?
Oh, Dr. Hubbard. Harrod. I had all the letters, just not in the right order.
You're kind of close, yeah.
I'll take it. I will take it.
Hey, Dave, next week.
Yes.
It is not a single requester.
Oh.
It is not even.
No.
A double requester.
It's the big three, Z.
It is a triple requester.
Shizzly mizzle. That is great.
Lauren, nice. James, and Kirsty. And it's like London buses, isn't it? You wait for a quiz.
Yeah.
And then you end up with two quizzes for next week.
Oh, my God. Still not 100%. Still not 100% quiz supply, but that's good for us.
Season 9, episode 4. The one with the sharks.
Wow, a triple request for the sharks.
Yeah, those sharks are popular and not just a wank over.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to discussing sharks and answering quiz questions for about 20 minutes next week.
After Christmas.
Oh, yeah, good one. Like,
Merry Christmas, Dave.
I was going to say, yeah, I was about to sign off and just be like, see ya, but Merry Christmas, and Merry Christmas, everybody, and thank you for your continued support of this podcast. It does genuinely continue to surprise us and means a lot to us that you listen to us do this every week.
Wild.
Just drop my phone in surprise. It's really lovely though, and I have this, I don't know if you have this sometimes, Pete, but people sometimes like, how many people listen to your podcast? And when I tell them, they're like, oh, like,
yes,
what? I thought it would just be like your mom. Nope, my mum doesn't even listen.
No, we don't even need our mums, guys.
We don't need our mums.
Only to listen to the podcast. We do otherwise very much still need our mothers.
We need and value our mothers. That's just taking a weird turn, isn't it?
Merry Christmas!
No, but do. Thank you. Thank you for your support. We do genuinely appreciate it.
You talking to your mum?
This is to anyone listening. Thank you for your support.
Mom.
But what I'm going to do is cut that clip out separately and just send it to my mum and pretend it's to her.
Yeah, nice. And she'll go, you do a podcast.
Merry Christmas. Holy crap, is it hot in here?
Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.